Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I don't know about you, but I subscribe to a lot of email. I also get a lot of email that I don't subscribe to. And of course, they're just usually pitches saying, hey, buy my thing. And then there's a follow-up email that says, hey, did you get my last email that I was trying to sell you this thing? And then they'll send a third one. How do I get you to respond to my email? Well, that's because they're sending out blind email. They're not talking to me. They're talking to everybody, hoping that they're going to catch a fish. But there's one email I get every single day that I do pay attention to. And it's usually something very profound, but not every single day is it life-changing. It's by Seth Godin, who's written a lot of books, including Purple Cow. If you've never read it, I strongly suggest you do. But the one that he sent today asked a question at the end. And the question was, if it's not helping you take action to make things better, what's it for? And that, in a sense, is what I want to talk about today. Are you doing things that are helping your business, or are you just doing activities because you have them on your to-do list? And one of the things that I find is we tend to get into habits. Now, these habits are good when they're part of a system that is actually doing something to move your business forward. So in some cases, you may have to unlearn some things or learn some new things or change your perspective on others. But ultimately, it's up to you. So again, you have to ask yourself the question, is it making things better? If not, what's it for? So over the weekend, I got another email from Seth Godin, and this one I want to explore. It goes like this. That story in your head, it's invented. It has to be. It might be based on some things that actually happened. The story we tell ourselves might be a useful predictor now and then. The story might even have been put there against our wishes over time. But it can't possibly be a complete and detailed understanding of everything. That's why it's a narrative. It's a shorthand. A map, not the territory. It's filled with shortcuts and misreading, a personal myth about you and your role in the world. If we find our story isn't helping us, if it's inaccurate or distracting or nerve-wracking, we can work to change it. In other words, what he's saying is we are a culmination of our experiences. We've all tried and failed at certain things. Thomas Edison is famous for the light bulb. He experienced both failure and success. Some of his often quoted thoughts on success and failure include, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And many of life's failures are people who didn't realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Too often, when people try new things, they miss or skip one or two small points that rob them of that success. They abandon their effort too quickly and move on to the next bright, shiny thing that they may have just learned about yesterday. When I'm working with coaching clients, I'm usually asked one of three different questions, and they come kind of in this form. The first one is, how do I know that I'm getting what I'm paying for? And is it working? The second one is, I feel like I'm doing all the right things, but what am I missing? And the third one is, what one thing should I be putting my money into today? So let me start with the first one. How do I know what I'm paying for and is it working? The answer is this. Stop doing some of the things and see which one's absence affects your sales. If your sales dip because you stopped doing one thing, then start it up again. And as a matter of fact, do more of that and just do a better job at it. If they don't change, then you know it's not working and reallocate the resources to something more effective. Question number two is, I feel like I'm doing all the right things, but what am I missing? Well, chances are you're missing a few pieces that will help you understand how to measure the effectiveness of what you're doing. You may be able to find a couple of pieces to add that would supercharge what you consider to be the right things. You just have to learn what those are. And then the third question is, what one thing should I be putting my money into today? And the real question is, where should you be investing with your marketing? Stockbrokers in general are guessing, but the better ones are selling you educated guesses. Unless, of course, they're breaking the law with insider trading. But chances are, you and maybe your salespeople probably know the answers to the questions that your customers are asking. Maybe you need to ask better questions and invest in showing the world or within your sphere of influence that you have better answers to those questions. I want you to think about this for a sec. We live in a world of basic truths and principles, and you can trust these and build a successful business on that. Here's a simple one that you need to remember. Business is easy, people are complex. Businesses are simple. All you got to do is find a need, fill it, and charge enough so at the end of the day you make more money than you spend. The more value you provide, the more people will pay you for that value and the more profit you will make. That's where the complexity starts, because now you start to add systems and so many other things to try to make that more complex than it has to be. When I say people are complex, they are. They may buy from you, but they have their own story in their head, as Seth Godin said. They have experiences and phobias and preferences and quirks, but ultimately, they are people. You have to get them to know, like, and trust you enough to be willing to evaluate the true value of what you can provide them, and you have to convince them that you have the best option. If you earn their trust, they may even buy from you. So the same thing applies with that original quote that Seth gave us. And here's the question you have to ask. If it's not helping your customers to take action, to make things better, then what's it for? You have to be willing to learn and unlearn based on the things and the stories you have in your head. And you have to be able to convince them to rewrite the stories in their head. That way, you can meet in the middle and rewrite the story for both of you, hopefully in a way that ends in mutual success. So I hope this gave you some insight into the story in your head and your customer's head, and how you can take both of those and massage them into the way you need to get your stories out to the world. Got a comment or question? Send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.